today a report came out called on wage theft in Australia, and specifically looking at the situation for national temporary migrants and their working conditions. And it found in relation to international students that a quarter of them were earning less than $12 an hour. And that was at a time when the study was undertaken that the legal minimum wage was $23 an hour.
So why are international students being targeted in this way? Is there a pattern to this sort of behaviour? Has it happened before?
Well, I think unfortunately it is very much a matter of unscrupulous employers taking advantage of the international students, who are of course a very vulnerable group, because many of them of course do need to supplement their income, because there is a bit of a myth still out there that of course all the international students coming to Australia are coming from wealthy backgrounds and are able to be well supported by their families, and that's of course not the case, because we have many tens of thousands of international students, and so they do come from often much more straitened circumstances, and their families have scraped it together to support them the best they can, and then they have to assist, just like Australian students. So I think there's employers taking advantage of those students, and one of the particularly cynical actions is what seems to be strongly the case that has been reported in other times has been where students who are working more than 20 hours a week, and this was picked up in this report released today, were earning substantially lower wages than other students. So they're working more than 20 hours a week, which is more than they're allowed to under their visa conditions. So it looks very much like employers are exploiting those students' fear of being reported for visa condition breaches as a way of effectively silencing them into not reporting underpayment, and indeed making them just work extensive hours, probably really for nothing.
So what needs to happen next then?
Employers need to improve their behaviour, and clearly that with this evidence of them taking advantage of these students, they're not going to do that on their own, so they are going to need to be inspected, they're going to need to have big fines and otherwise big punishments for breaching the Employment Act, and the government is going to have to step up there.
And what can international students do themselves to avoid being in this sort of situation?
The international students have to act for themselves, of course I would say that as the national president of a trade union, but it is really important for any workers to be well aware of the wages and conditions that they should be being paid, so they are in a position to negotiate with their employer. I would of course say they'd be best off joining a union to do that, but in the first instance they should of course know what's going on, and I do think there's an obligation from the government. The government's the one in effect inviting them into Australia and putting them on a visa with particular criteria, and these students should be made very well aware of what are the labour laws within Australia, what they should be getting paid, and they should have access to wage lines and so on to know that you can actually complain about these things.